Many more are fast asleep themselves, and we'll catch up on what happened on this lot in Studio City in the morning. Not me, though. I need to be here for this. My eyes glued to the bottom right feed, I watch as someone quietly gets out of their bed. My stomach drops. It's happening. I pull up my notes and start typing. Named after the classic 1984, Big Brother premiered on CBS 25 years ago with the absurd concept of putting 12 strangers in a house and streaming the live feeds of them online for anyone to see. It's a fitting idea for the early days of reality TV back in the year 2000, when the word actually felt like it should mean something. There's an almost naive optimism to the idea that access to the actual footage of a show wouldn't compromise the storytelling ability of its editors. Yet, here we are, 25 years later, and the live feeds for Big Brother remain a cornerstone of its hardcore fan base and an essential part of the show's longevity. It's easy to take Big Brother for granted. It's a silly show with silly marketing and silly challenges. Survivor, its sibling show, takes itself much more seriously and tends to attract an audience that isn't quite as ashamed to admit they watch it. Despite its colossal success, in a world where reality TV is considered popcorn TV at best and trash TV at worst, Big Brother struggles to keep its reputation out of the bin. And that's before you tell people about watching the players sleep. I promise, I'm not a creep. Or maybe I am. I suppose that's for you to decide. Before you do, let me make a case for myself and for this silly reality show that's come to define my life in ways I never could have imagined. Because behind that silly exterior lies a rich landscape of social strategy, real human moments, relationships, and game theory. Ultimately, it is a distilled reflection of the society in which it exists. I genuinely believe there is no other piece of media that has as much to say or teach as Big Brother does, silliness and all. For a decade now, I've made covering Big Brother my career. It started with recapping the episodes and has expanded into daily coverage of the live feeds from the house. Every morning, thousands of people tune in to have me fill them in on what's been happening in the game while I give my commentary and analysis on the strategy of the contestants. 3 months at a time, my life becomes dedicated to monitoring the daily lives of the people on this show. I watch them as they meet each other, judge each other, come apart, split apart, open up, lie, betray, and vie for power. It's the ultimate character study as the layers peel back on how the players operate in this high-stress environment where trust is a scarce resource. While I may have turned this voyeurism into how I make my living, I'm far from the only person who falls into the rabbit hole of Big Brother and the live feeds every summer. The show's dedicated fanbase has kept the show alive and well into its third decade on the air, with no signs of slowing. In fact, Big Brother 24 boasted the highest viewing time of any streaming series in the months that it was airing. Because the feeds run 24/7, discussion about the show is constantly dominating online spaces like Reddit and Twitter, to the point that many fans keep themselves caught up with the events on the feeds through social media alone. Popular contestants from the show can expect to come out of the house with hundreds of thousands of followers, offers to go on other shows like The Challenge or The Traitors, and, if all else fails, a career selling flat tummy tea on Instagram. The Big Brother community is intense and fierce. Even the more casual viewers of the show still tend to tune into the 3 episodes a week schedule that the show sets on CBS. It's a show that invades your life with its overwhelming presence. The game never stops, and something exciting could happen at any moment. Your favorite player might have just won over a crucial ally or been thrown to the wolves. All you need to do is check Twitter or listen to the latest live feed update podcast to find out. Better yet, tune in yourself, and maybe you'll be there when something happens that changes the whole course of the game. There's a darkness to all of this, of course. Parasocial relationships flourish in this kind of environment, and many players come out of the house to an onslaught of people who feel like they know them. What are you doing buying that kind of car? Don't you know this would suit you better? Why are you hanging out with this person? Don't you know what they said about you on day 47 in the house? While the show is not in the business of